on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. And by Subway. We sell delicious sandwiches that you will like, and you should get one. Subway. So much sandwich.
This is The National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, as always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
Man, I'll tell you what, it's just one right after the other, isn't it?
Can you believe it?
Right now with the disasters, and you got Irma coming in, and you know nobody knows what to do and how to prepare for that. And then you've got all these disaster teams and organizations that are out there.
Yeah. And
thank goodness.
They're going to be stretched thin. They're already stretched thin.
Exactly. And we talked about these guys last week. This is Team Rubicon.
Yes.
And we've had them on the show many times. What a great organization and what a great idea this
yes.
was originally to take veterans who know what to do in disaster situations and put them in the field and let them do their thing.
Yep. And I can attest to Team Rubicon.
We'll get into that. Yeah.
They just don't take people and throw them out in the field.
Right.
You got to do some work.
Listen, we got Dennis Clancy. He's a deputy director of field operations. What do you think that entails right now?
He's probably not sleeping.
He's on the phone with us. Dennis, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Great, man. Thank you so much. I know you're busy, and I appreciate the time. You're a West Point graduate. 6 years Army officer in Iraq in Missile Defense Command, and now you're with Team Rubicon. First of all, how did you get involved with Team Rubicon?
You know, it was really luck. I had run into a member, I think, a few years back. I finally in my career had an opportunity to take some time to volunteer. And when the Nepal earthquake hit 2015, I was on a film festival circuit and put my resume in and went to go run logistics for them and just loved the organization.
Well, and as we mentioned, you know, you're kind of the resources of everybody stretched thin right now. You say you're in Dallas, which is the kind of the coordinating point for Team Rubicon. But with Harvey kind of settling down now and then Irma right there, what are you guys doing? How do you have enough manpower to cover all that?
Yeah, and for us, Harvey is just getting started, right?
Okay.
There's a lot of long-term recovery work we'll do. So what we've done is established an area command down in Houston, and that's overseeing various operations everywhere from Rockport to Beaumont right now to start that long-term recovery. That way, this National Operations Center here can do the planning for Irma, Jose, and Katia.
Oh, man, looking that far out.
Yeah.
Well, I want to kind of talk to you, too, about the kind of people that are eligible for Team Rubicon, because when all of this is coming up, Jerry Newberry, who's right here, said, I want to do something. And he got on and tried to become a member of Team Rubicon. It wasn't that easy, was it, Jerry?
Well, no. Yeah, you just don't say, okay, here
right.
I am.
I'm ready.
I got to tell you, they are so professional.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And they've got requirements.
Well, you had to have a background check.
Yeah, you have to have a background check.
Yep.
But, you know, they really stress safety. And they've got these online training things you have to go through.
Oh, really?
And you have to
assessments
take
assessments or like training assessments and then videos and different
things? Yeah, videos. And you have to take the test, pass the test. And they have a minimum score you have to get, and you have to jump through some hoops.
And it's good.
Because I learned a lot of stuff I didn't know. You know?
And Dennis, I got to tell you, when Jerry Newberry told me that he had passed the test, he had become a member of Team Rubicon. I thought he won the lottery. I mean, he was so excited about it. And you talk about that just a little bit, if you will, just some of the kind of the rigid criteria that you guys have for joining up.
Sure. You know, Team Rubicon recognizes that at the end of the day, if we can get a military veteran out in front of spontaneous volunteers, other volunteers in disaster zone, there's an immediate value add to that relationship. And by the way, Team Rubicon's not just veterans. So
right.
About 70% veteran, and that's really the core of who we are, is our identity. We also have first responders and what we call kick-ass civilians. People just raise their hand and say, I want to be part of that organization. But, you know, as we grow, we also want to make sure that we're professionalizing. So one of our commitments is that, you know, everyone has a baseline understanding of incident command system, which is really the FEMA standard of how to organize in a disaster. So we can integrate into the local, the state, the federal response apparatus and be coordinated so that we're not so we're making sure we're optimizing the resource we're bringing to bear. Plus, we want to make sure everyone coming to Team Rubicon for the first time, you know, gets a basic understanding of the company, its history, and its core values so that they can project that when they deploy.
Wow. You got to have an understanding of some of those basic skills that you're talking about, because even with getting supplies in, to Houston and some of those other places, well, you saw those pictures of once people got there with supplies, no place to go.
Well, and the other thing, you know, that's a dangerous situation.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's biohazards and chemical hazards.
Right.
Down power lines. There's 100 different ways you can get killed or get injured.
Right.
And you need to have some situational awareness. And
Dennis, what would you say to the people? I mean, you know, some great, you know, hearted people that want to load up some trucks and bring canned goods and you know, all kinds of stuff. What would you say to those people? And I've heard it said a couple of times on the local news here that if you're one of those people, work with an organization like Team Rubicon or the Red Cross.
Yeah, no, I think it's important. You know, there are a lot of citizens that want to help. I mean, Texas has really come together here. Really, the rest of the country is coming in to help Houston right now. And the important thing for those individuals is to make sure if they have donations, that they're coordinating that with some agency, because, you know, those agencies like the Red Cross have, you know, perspective on what's needed, how it can get in,
right,
so that we don't just end up with a glut of supplies.
Right.
So with Hurricane Irma, it's already so now what happens now? I know when Team Rubicon got started, it was in Haiti, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
So what do? You look at the map and you see all these different places that have been hit, and what kind of decisions do you have to make now?
Yeah, so domestically, we have about 47,000 members, and so a lot of them are already pre-positioned by living in all these different places. So
sure,
throughout Florida, we have people. And so we've already identified reconnaissance teams that as soon as that the hurricane comes through, they can assess the damage, they can talk to local officials to liaise and allow us to move in quickly if there's a need. Internationally, we're still focused on medical primarily, because that's usually the big gap that the host nation can't fill in the short duration immediately after the disaster. So we've identified international recon teams, that could deploy out on very short notice to Haiti or Dominican Republic or Puerto Rico. And so we're standing by to see that. We also want to make sure whenever it's a foreign country, it's ideal if you know, we're welcome there. Usually they'll put out a request with what they need for assistance, but we'll be ready to fly over there if there's a need identified.
Yeah, that's interesting. We're talking to Dennis Clancy. He's the Deputy Director of Field Operations for Team Rubicon. And Dennis, when you guys have this kind of outlay of things happening at the same time, do you then put like a premium on, you know, how long do we stay in Houston, or how fast do we get to Florida?
I need to prioritize.
Yeah, right. It's almost like a triage situation at an emergency room, or how do you do that?
I mean, we want to get everywhere as quick as possible. The great thing is we have so many members that have already signed up for Harvey. Some of those might end up going to Florida or go international. We have a lot of people standing by with their go bags packed. So the name of the game is get in as quick as possible and make sure we can have a difference in a very short period of time.
You know, and that's,
but, you know, take Harvey an example. We might be there for, you know, months doing long term recovery.
I was just going to ask you about that, because that was the first, you know, one of the first things you said is really you're just getting started in Houston, right?
Yeah, we launched a little over a week ago with boat rescues, because there was a request from Harris and Galveston counties for people to get boats in the water and rescue people that were stranded at their homes or on their rooftops. So we responded to that, and then as soon as that subsided as a mission, we transitioned into muck and gut, debris management, chainsaw, heavy equipment, home demolitions, all that stuff.
Wow. Wow, that's
it's an amazing organization.
It really is. I mean, to be able to do all of that,
and you look at the relatively short time,
right?
You know, it hasn't been around that long,
right? But, well, Dennis, listen, you may be seeing Jerry here pretty soon because, like I say, he's approved, he's ready to go,
and I'm the good looking
awesome.
One.
Yeah, he's a good looking. Yeah, that's what he put on the application. That's why originally it was rejected. But
all you guys got to sign up.
That's right. Listen, wait. Well, now that I know, I didn't know that you accepted non-veterans.
Yeah, you can sign up. But he's going to have a hard time passing the quizzes. I'll tell you.
Well,
I'll have to study. He's not as smart as I am.
Dennis, listen. Hey, thank you so much for your time, man. Good luck down there, and stay safe.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you again soon. Dennis Clancy from Team Rubicon will be right back here on the National Defense. Welcome back to the National Defense. Randy Miller, Jerry Newberry, and our good buddies at Subway. They've been busy lately, Jerry.
Yeah, they have, from the sounds of it.
Oh, man. Kevin Kane is on with us. Kevin is a veteran. He was in the Air Force, 74 through 79. Went to college on a GI Bill. And actually was in newspapers and public relations before landing at Subway about 14 years ago. Kevin, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
What do you do at Subway? Are you just a franchisee, or you run things, or what do you do?
I run a small part of things. I work at Subway headquarters in Milford, Connecticut.
Okay.
And I work in the public relations department.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's where the public relations comes in there. That's fantastic. Well, what have you guys been doing? I know, and we just talked to somebody from Team Rubicon who's in busy with Houston right now. Well, busy yeah. with a lot of things, but you guys have been kind of busy with Hurricane Harvey, right?
Yes. When Hurricane Harvey first hit, we had about 600 restaurants in the Houston area that were closed.
Man.
But the team is, I'll tell you what, the Texans are a resilient bunch. And right now, there's about 500 of those have been reopened, and they're spending their time concentrating on feeding you know, first responders and folks in the community who, you know, who could use a good sandwich and a
wow.
Little quick bite.
Pretty cool.
What I find amazing anyway is the number of restaurants in that area.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Right. Yeah.
600, man. So,
That's in the surrounding area. They're not all in Houston. They're all in the surrounding area.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing to keep in mind is, you know, there's a lot of communities there, you know, a lot of cities and communities right outside of Houston that took quite a hit as well.
Yeah, that's true. And you don't hear too much about them. You hear a little bit about Beaumont.
Rockport.
Yeah.
You know, wasn't it amazing, though, Jerry, when that hit, and I didn't really, I always knew Texas was big.
Oh,
it's
ridiculously big.
Yeah, well, when those numbers started coming in, just like the number of subways, I mean, you know, it's a giant area. And, you know, for you guys to be feeding the first responders, that's fantastic.
Yeah, now, how are you doing that? You just have the stores open for first responders? They just come in and you take care of them?
Right, they've got the stores. They've got the stores opened, and we worked with the distribution centers to make sure once they were up and running. And so a lot of them are taking providing the food through the restaurants. I know they are working with they have contacts with police, fire, and volunteer groups that are going on. And so they'll make deliveries to certain places, or they'll load up the refrigerator truck and bring it to where to bring it to the shelters.
Boy, that's cool.
So they've got a pretty good organization they got going in that area to make sure this they're able to do it, because you know we have a lot of restaurants, but there's a lot of you know, those are all entrepreneurs that kind of own and operate their own restaurant. We just provided the model for them.
Hey, we're talking to Kevin Kane from Subway. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by ADT Security. For over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Hilton Hotels. With over 10,000 veterans and military spouses hired in the last 3 years, Hilton offers a world of opportunity. Visit jobs.hilton.com/military.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry and Kevin Kane, public relations for Subway on the program. The Subway in your local neighborhood is your place to get together and meet people, and you talk about things and take your laptop. And I mean, it's kind of a central meeting place, isn't it?
It is. And it's, you know, when we just redesigned, we have a new design that's being rolled out. That makes it even more. Technology plays a bigger piece, providing space for the community to come in, and whether they're going to eat in the restaurant or out of the restaurant, but just makes it more of a kind of a more welcoming feel.
Yeah, you know, we've talked to a lot of veteran franchisees on the show, and it's amazing how many veterans work for Subway in one shape or the other.
Because it's a great opportunity for them.
And it's a perfect fit. You know, we just talked to who was the guy, Jerry, a couple of weeks ago? I think he managed about 600 Subways.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Is that John Dell, I think?
That's exactly who I was.
Yeah.
And Tennessee,
I got to tell you, let me just tell you a little aside about that. Because when we talked to John, I said, I'm not going to play this interview for my dad who lives in Knoxville. And he said, why is that? And I said, because he's going to ask me, why didn't you get me some free coupons? Well, John called me after the show and said, I need your dad's address. Send him a bunch of free coupons.
Yeah, that's nice.
That was pretty cool.
And John's a good guy.
Yeah, well, he's a busy guy, isn't he?
So that's for sure.
I want to know how this effort was coordinated down in Texas with your stores. I mean, like you said, these are all people that have invested, have their own stores. So you're not up on the mountaintop and saying, "Hey, you got to do this." But there's got to be some sort of coordinated effort there, I would imagine.
There is. There's an independent purchasing cooperative, which is actually owned and operated by a board of franchisees, and they work with the distribution centers. They work on getting the products we want to that we approve to have in the restaurants. There's also a development agent, is essentially like a regional manager, and their staff works in the restaurants on a regular basis, either inspections, helping them with their any initiatives that come in, baking bread, whatever, wherever the need is. There's a pretty strong staff on the ground in each market, and so it was a matter of working with the independent purchasing cooperative, who had a handle on how we're going to get food and how fast we're going to get food and how fast the distribution centers are going to be up. Working with the development agents in the territory to keep track of, you know, what restaurants are closed, what restaurants are open, and you know, our first priority and our first work is to make sure that the, you know, franchisees, the people on the ground, they are taken care of and are safe. And so there was a lot of work in that regard, but it's the people on the ground that do it. We're on the calls with them, and we're helping, and we're providing what we can. And there's a huge effort on the ground. And as the restaurants were opening, you know, the franchisees who are essentially local business people, they know where the need is. They know, certainly better than I'll be able to from an office in Milford.
Sure.
They know where the need is and lets the development agent know, hey, this is something we ought to be doing in this area. Here's what we should be doing here and there. So there's a lot of people. You talk about coordinated effort. Sometimes it boggles my mind on how many people are together, but we're all, you know, we all want to do the same thing.
Right.
We want to first make sure the franchisees are up and running, and then they want to make sure that their community is taken care of. So
America, that's what it is.
It's
America.
Hey, Kevin,
absolutely.
Let me ask you about a sandwich, if I can.
Okay.
I mean, since we're talking about Subway, and this is just kind of out of the blue, but I was driving by a Subway here the other day, and I know you guys have some pockets where you test sandwiches and you do different things. Is there a new sandwich called Chester's Chicken, or am I just making that up?
You know, wow. I don't know, but also what the the markets get to do is if they know that there's a sandwich that's going to work well.
Okay. All right.
They'll get to test it in their market, and then if it works really well, they'll let us know about it and say, hey, that's how the sweet onion chicken teriyaki made its way onto the menu. It was done on a local market. It was selling like, you know, hotcakes, and it just they let headquarters know, and you know, we took it and gave it to our chef and dietitian and everybody here, and made it work so it could go everywhere.
That's a pretty cool way to do it, though, because most places do it the other way around.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, I've got a related question when it comes to sandwiches. I don't want to assume anything, but I would imagine you have Subways in Hawaii.
Oh, yes.
So, is spam on the menu?
You know, that's a good question.
Why is that a good question? I don't understand the question.
Spam is huge in Hawaii. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you go to some of the other, I don't want to mention any names, food outlets.
Oh, but that's fine.
Right. Like McDonald's.
Yeah.
I've been told they have
spam burgers.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. It was created there, but wasn't it created after, it was right after World War II, I think.
It was during World War II.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was just curious.
Why do you know so much about spam?
I don't know. I don't know. I know that when I was a kid, we had to eat it.
How about me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same here.
Yeah. So,
Hawaiian spam burgers.
I must have seen something on TV or read something. I don't know.
Funny.
But yeah.
That's good.
The big deal.
Kevin, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Bridgeport, Connecticut, which is ironically where Subway started.
Yeah, wow. How about that?
Yeah, you didn't have to go far.
No.
And then, once I graduated high school, I wasn't sure what I was going to do, so I joined the Air Force.
Hmm. And where were you stationed when you were in the Air Force?
At first, when I first joined, I was 17 years old and stationed in Hampton Beach at Langley, Virginia.
Hmm.
And I was there for 2 years and then went to Bitburg in West Germany.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Great opportunity for, you know, a 17-year-old.
Sure.
20 minutes from the beach, and
yeah,
you know, there was a lot of work to be done.
Right,
somebody had to do it.
That's right, exactly.
Well, I was going to say that our supervisors made sure that we did all the work that needed to be done before we kind of made our way over to the beach.
So. Well, it sounds like you're the man for the job there at Subway. That's you guys are doing a great job.
And I have to ask this.
Yeah,
and what's your handicap?
I've never golfed.
What?
Wait a minute.
You're the only guy I've ever met that was in the Air Force doesn't golf.
Oh, I know. Well, because I was too busy making money as a caddy.
I see. Okay. Hey, Kevin, thanks for the time today. We really appreciate it and appreciate everything you guys are doing, obviously, in Houston with Subway. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being on. You guys take care.
Thanks,
you too.
Buddy.
We'll talk to you again soon. It's Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry, and it seems like, again, Jerry, I mean, I don't know what it is. Every single show has some connection with the Home Depot Foundation.
Yeah, they're busy people.
They're busy people.
They support so many good causes.
Oh, my gosh. And Shannon Gerber, executive director. Shannon, I don't even know how you have time to be on the phone. There's so many things that you guys are involved with. We just had Team Rubicon on a show this week. We had Meals on Wheels in Texas a couple of weeks ago,
yeah.
And it all, you know, kind of involves the Home Depot Foundation. You guys are incredible.
Yeah, they're they're great partners of ours, and we're proud to work with them.
Well, I mean, you're proud partners of so many good organizations, and we just thank you so much for what you guys do for veterans. You guys, just a little personal note here. Because I know people hear us talking about Home Depot and Team Depot and all these things, and they think, you know, how real is that? You know, how functional is that whole operation? I got to tell you from a firsthand perspective, there was somebody here in the Kansas City area. Somebody sent me a note about a handicapped young lady that needed a ramp. I called the Home Depot nearest the location. They, along with Team Depot, had that ramp built within 2 months. And that was just so impressive.
That's great. Thank, we're glad to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, you guys, and I know you get those requests all the time, but I was just surprised, number one, at the coordination of the whole thing. And then the fact that, you know, they had it done in so quickly. It was so good. But now you, you guys have something coming up called the Celebration of Service this year.
We do.
And yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, so on September 7th, we kick off Celebration of Service, our seventh annual season of serving veterans, where Team Depot increases the number of veteran-related projects that we complete as we head towards Veterans Day. We serve veterans year-round, but during this season, we increase our efforts, completing almost more than 50% of our total Team Depot projects for the year. And as you said, Team Depot is our associate-led volunteer force. So we have 400,000 associates that give back on their time off, and it's really core to who we are.
Yeah, yeah, that helps, right?
Absolutely.
Those kind of numbers working for you.
So you have all these great volunteers, and you have a lot of communities with needy veterans. Veterans need assistance. How do you coordinate? How do you put this together to serve veterans?
Absolutely. Well, the Home Depot Foundation has, we've championed this mission for since 2011, and we work with a lot of our trusted partners that are on the ground doing the hard work. So we work through our national partners and our local nonprofit partners, and then we activate with Team Depot as our volunteer force, if you will.
Yeah, you know, every organization we've talked to, Shannon, and we're talking to Shannon Gerber, Executive Director of the Home Depot Foundation. They've done things by themselves for a long time. They've done things with some federal dollars for a long time, but it's not until Home Depot gets involved.
They make a big difference.
That makes a big difference. Yeah. And especially like with the Meals on Wheels, because then you're talking about the funding cuts and all these other things, but with the Home Depot Foundation pitching in there and then doing the heavy lifting, man, that makes such a big difference. How do you guys select the agencies and the organizations that you involve yourself in?
Well, there's a lot of due diligence that goes into selecting our national partners. Lots of criteria, but we look at how it fits within our strategy and what we're looking to accomplish. So whether it's our partners that are focused on our senior veteran community or our catastrophically wounded veterans as we're working to end veteran homelessness or our disaster response. So there's a different lens that goes into looking through for each of these types of partners depending upon the space that we're working on.
And let's talk about the you mentioned disaster response. Right now, you know, of course, Hurricane Harvey and we had Irma barreling in on us. Talk to us a little bit about what Home Depot Foundation is doing and the associates to help out with these kind of situations.
Yeah, I mean, as you've heard and seen on the news, Harvey has been one of the most catastrophic storms in decades. And, you know, our first priority was to make sure that our associates were safe and that they were taken care of. So through the Homer Fund, which is our internal employee assistance giving program, we've helped over 1,100 of our associates, given more than $930,000 to make sure that they were in place.
Wow.
Safely. And then, you know, as a company, we have a command center here in Atlanta. We've shipped more than 1,300 truckloads of supplies to stores in the impacted areas. But really, we are working with our trusted partners now that are on the ground, able to assess the damage in the community to provide funding and supplies to the residents, Texas and Louisiana, to make sure that they, during the time of recovering and rebuilding.
Yeah, I don't know what some of these communities would do without a Home Depot. I mean, seriously.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, because that is like the heart and soul. You know, every time you see a news story, you see people rebuilding, you see a Home Depot truck there, or you see a Home Depot store.
Yep.
I mean, they're just right there. Shannon, talk to us a little bit about there's another way that these communities can give back to veterans through something called Choose to Serve. Now, what is that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I wanted to get to that for sure. So for the first time, the Home Depot Foundation is inviting our Home Depot customers to participate in a variety of projects and initiatives across the country through a new call to action, Choose to Serve. And now through Veterans Day, people across the country will have the opportunity to give back with Team Depot, to honor and celebrate those who have served us all. And you can visit celebrationofservice.com to learn about the range of ways to get involved and to give back in your local community.
Oh, man, what a great and natural way to do that. I mean, you guys have already partnered up, with, like we talked about, with some great organizations, and to have the customers now want to be a part of that. You know, because I'm sure you guys get the same kind of things that we do from people. I want to help. I want to help veterans. What do I do? How do I do it? And it's just an easy way to do it through Home Depot, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're excited to be able to have everyone join in during our time where we have a concerted effort around giving back to veterans, and we want to invite the local communities to be able to do the same through local partners and through their community efforts.
Yeah, and thanks for providing that kind of vehicle
right.
for so many people to help out. That's great.
Absolutely. We're happy to.
This is the National Defense.
How do you thank the millions of men and women who have fought so bravely for our country over the years? At the Home Depot, we think it takes more than words. We believe the best way to show gratitude is to do gratitude. The Home Depot Foundation is committed to veterans and their families, improving their homes and their lives. Since 2011, we've invested $160 million to veteran causes and impacted over 26,000 veteran homes. By 2020, we'll grow that investment to $250 million. From simple wheelchair ramps to complete home makeovers, transitional housing, community support, we consider it a duty and a privilege to serve senior, wounded, and homeless veterans the best ways we know how. After all they've given us, it's the least we could do. $250 million by 2020. Doing more for veterans. Doing gratitude. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Randy Miller, Jerry Newberry. And we're talking to Shannon Gerber, Executive Director of the Home Depot Foundation. And, you know, some of these organizations, too, they're not the top of mind. They're not the ones that grab the headlines, but they're the ones that are really making the difference. That's what I like about how you guys choose these organizations. We talked to a place in Atlanta, last month, that's doing some great work about PTSD and was supported by Home Depot.
Yep.
And, I mean, just everything that
doing. Look at the Meals on Wheels.
Oh, they're unbelievable.
They have a great program to start with, but
because
of assistance with from the foundation, you're able to expand that program.
Yeah, that was amazing to us.
Really,
Shannon,
made a huge difference.
When we found out that Meals on Wheels also in Texas is rebuilding houses.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we love about that partnership is, you know, Meals on Wheels does such a great job with the core of what they do, and they're trusted with these seniors. And so when they're in these homes delivering meals, they're able to also see some of the living conditions and some of the things that they might need help with inside the home. So the program that we have in place with them, that we partner with them on, it really does enable us to continue to serve our veteran community as well as through one of our amazing partners that has that relationship and trust already in place, which is so important. And so, yeah, they've been a tremendous partner, and we are thoroughly enjoying that relationship.
Especially when they're renovating a house for a 111-year-old veteran.
Yeah.
He's an amazing man.
Richard Overton, we've had him on the program several times. And, I mean, just the last time we talked to him, we asked him what his secret was. Just a little bit of whiskey in my coffee every morning and 12 cigars a day. That's all.
I was going to say, it's the whiskey and cigars.
That's all it takes.
And a girlfriend.
And a girlfriend. That's right.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Shannon, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it and appreciate everything that Home Depot Foundation is doing.
Thank you. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks. You so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
This has been the National Defense, made possible by Ford. Go further by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By Subway. The footlong sweet onion chicken teriyaki and the footlong Subway Club are a mouthful to say, so don't say them, eat them. Subway, so much sandwich. By United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline. By ADT Security, for over 140 years, your first line of defense.